escape. Talk ready.
Don't escape, boy.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the Soviet space probe Venera 1 conducted the first flyby of a man-made vehicle past one of the other planets in the solar system. One little problem. Soviet ground controllers had lost all contact with Venera 1 a month earlier. If it was still functioning, its findings in space near Venus were never transmitted to Earth. In 1971, the Soviets launched Mars 2 in an attempt to successfully put a robot lander on Mars, including a rudimentary rover, which would have operated on skids instead of wheels. Mars 2 also lost contact with Earth, and its lander slammed into the surface of Mars in November, the first man-made object to do so. Its wreckage may have been spotted by a NASA spacecraft orbiting Mars in 2013. In 1980, Apple Computer launched the Apple III, carrying the Apple II line into the high-end business market in an attempt to head IBM off at the pass. Technical glitches plagued the Apple III, and Apple ended up recalling most of the units it sold. Over 3 years, barely 100,000 Apple IIIs were sold. And in 2000, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off to give the International Space Station a boost. The station was not yet manned, but in addition to dropping off supplies and continuing the early stages of construction, Atlantis lifted the station's orbit by 27 miles. Born on this day in 1939, astronaut Dick Scobee. He was the commander of the fateful final flight of Space Shuttle Challenger. Digital research founder Gary Kildall was born in 1942. He created the CPM operating system, which was a hot competitor with Microsoft's MS-DOS, to become the IBM PC's operating system in 1981. Peter Mayhew, the man behind the Wookiee fur of Chewbacca, was born today in 1944. Pete Townsend of The Who was born in 1945. James Gosling, the creator of Java, was born today in 1955. In 1999, the Star Wars saga began again.
You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short.
Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, kicked off a new wave of Star Wars mania for a new generation of fans and a new era of merchandising to go with it. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.